Bank of Cardiff, it's Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yes, I got one of your letters for and the reservation code and all that.
Yeah, definitely.
And
Do you
one,
see a 16-digit code on there?
yeah.
Go ahead and give that to me so I can pull up your account.
231-1-3101 0017-5992.
Okay. And is this can I get your first name?
Nick's Chop House is the name of the
Okay,
business.
that's the name of the business.
Yep.
Okay, great. And can I get a callback number just in case our phone call drops? We've been having some issues with
Well,
our phone.
I just have some questions right now. I really don't want to get bothered with calls all the time. I get harassed constantly with these things.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. But I'm just saying, I won't put it in the system just for me in case the phone call drops. We've I won't put your phone number in there. 585
395
393
0303.
0303. Okay, and you're Nick, right?
Well, I'm his father, Pete.
Oh, Pete. Okay, Pete. Yeah. What can I do for you?
Well, question. How do these work? Do you guys secure this stuff? Do you is it I see it says monthly, weekly, daily payments. I mean, how do you guys work? What's your
Sure.
terms and
Yeah, definitely. Well, it kind of really depends. We have multiple different programs, so the reason why we say daily, weekly, monthly is because we have different options. And really what it comes down to is what you qualify for. So there's a lot of things that kind of comes into play as far as like factoring what program you'd qualify for. We do look at personal credit, but it's mainly we decide off of your sales. So, for example, what did you guys do in sales last year?
yeah, maybe I don't remember. It's 400,000 or 500,000,
Okay, so I can
like 400.
probably free up anywhere between 40 to 75,000 of your guys' sales. Okay, now that money is unsecured, so there's
Yeah.
no collateral attached to it. You can use the money for however you guys see fit for it. We do charge a little more than a
What
term.
is the I was going to say, what's the interest rate and what's the payback on something like that? Is it a daily, are you guys ACHing and all that kind of stuff, or
No, I mean we do have a or merchant credit card programs where if you
yeah,
want
I
to
don't
do
want
that.
to do any of that.
Yeah,
No, I
well, I
don't
mean
want to do that.
we don't have to. We like I said, we have so many different programs, but with those with our unsecured loans, how that works is we don't have an APR, so we don't annualize our money. We have a set payback. Okay, so for example, you borrow, I don't know, 50,000, you pay back whatever it may be. It starts off on 10 cents on the dollar and up. So, and then
So
it's
what
and then
would a
it's just
payback be on, say, 40? Let's just some, because I'm trying to understand this, because some of this stuff
sure,
can get
sure.
very expensive,
Yeah,
and I don't
sure. I
want to waste
mean,
time.
how would you rate the personal credit?
And not great.
Okay. So let's just say you borrowed 40 and the payback would be 52. Right? So an extra 12,000 on top within I'm just throwing numbers out there, by the way.
Yeah, no, I
But
got it.
okay, and let's say it's within a year. So you basically take that set amount and you pay it, you break it up throughout the year. And if it's daily payments, it'll come out per day, Monday through Friday. Doesn't come out during the weekends.
But so it's going to be a stiff daily draw. That's what I'm saying. You don't do it on a monthly basis where
We
each
do.
month it's all payment.
Yeah, we do. You have to qualify for it, right? So we do have the monthly, and we also have weekly. So if daily is something that you really just want to stay away from, we can really focus on trying to get you that weekly or monthly payment.
Yeah.
It is something we.
If you amortize, do you guys amortize or no?
No, we don't.
You don't. So either way, you're going to look at a, if you do it monthly, you just it's whatever the daily is times,
Exactly.
20, let's say,
Exactly.
and
That's
your
exactly
monthly
right.
payment's going to be outrageous. That's all.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, if you're the 40,000, right? If you divide that by 12, you're looking at $3,300 a month, right?
Yeah.
So if you guys can afford
that's
this,
that's a big payment for 40 grand. I mean, if you do a 5-year loan for 40 grand, it's nowhere near 3,300.
Correct. But you got to remember, it's unsecured. Right, so we're not collateralizing.
Like, if you collateralize some equipment, or
well, here's the thing: if you need equipment, we do have the traditional loans for equipment.
I said if you collateralize equipment that I already own outright, do you guys do that?
We do on equipment. On equipment loans, we do. So if you're looking to purchase equipment, we can get you, you know, a traditional equipment loan.
No, I own equipment.
Oh yeah, no, we won't do that.
What do you guys use for secured loans?
Well, the only secured loans that we do here are the equipment loans. So whatever equipment you're
buying, equipment, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And the unsecured is the whole. When you don't amortize, it just gets too expensive.
Well, now keep in mind, I gave you a 1-year term, right? Our short unsecured loans range anywhere from, you can do 3 months up to 36 months, okay? I've seen it as long as 3 years.
So let's say it was 36, because what would the payment be on that?
Well, I mean, if you just did the 40,000.
If it's even worth going any further.
Right. Divided by 36. Is about $1,100 a month. Now, let me just say, if it was 52 with the payback, divided by 36, you're looking at $1,400 a month.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it really comes down to is, can you take the 40 grand and can you make money off of it, right? Can you, is it going to help your business out? Will you,
yeah.
Right. So, I mean, if you can make a profit off of it, it's worth it, because you're not going to jump through like a Bank of America or a Chase where you're going to fill out all this paperwork. They're going to collateralize your whole business, right, over 40 grand, and then they're going to hound you, like, with line of credit.
What do you guys do because a lot of these banks have destroyed people's credit, you know, with stuff that's gone on. So, you know, and they've done a good job with me. So if you have bad credit, then per se, like 500 FICO score or 490 or what does that do?
Well, it really won't hurt you. That basically comes down to is that it's probably really difficult for you to get a loan, obviously, at a traditional bank.
Oh, yeah.
So with programs like ours, we don't really factor credit in. I mean, we do look at it, but like I said, we primarily base it off of sales. So if you guys got sales coming in, we're going to give you money.
Yeah.
You know,
our sales have been averaging between 8 and 9 a week. So
okay,
1,000.
That's good. I mean, it sounds like you would definitely qualify for cash, Pete. The best thing I can say to do is, if you'd like to try, instead of shopping around, we're going to give you the best deal right up front. Right, we're not like a lot of these. You're going to call a lot of places, and you may shop around, and you're going to find brokers.
No, I get these calls daily now.
Yeah.
I get a lot of them, and they're all the ACH, and they're all, you know, all for 9 months, 8 months. It gets too expensive. They're in your account every day, drawing so much money out. You can't run a business that way.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
That's spread out, you know,
so, I mean,
a long enough period of time that the payment's manageable.
Mm-hmm. I totally get it. You know, I understand. So, I mean, the question, if you took the money, what would you guys be using it for?
Just cash reserves.
Okay.
You know, paying a few things off, you know, maybe getting a few things, but its bottom line is it's cash flow thing. Because
okay.
I can't get an overdraft or anything like that on the local bank, so.
Right.
Because it's all credit-based, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it would just be to have money in the account as a cash reserve.
Well, if you had the money,
what do you guys need to do anything to go? Right, you gotta do. I have to pull together what all the.
What we need is a signed application, which I can email to you. 6 months of your guys' bank statements, so we can make sure that, you know, obviously, you're not taking money out of the business bank and going to Vegas and you know, and things of that nature. We check your deposits and what's coming out, and then your most recent tax return. It's a very simple process. Very simple to get to see what you qualify for. And if you qualify for a short-term loan and you don't like the terms, you're not obligated to do anything.
No,
you know,
I'm not obligated to do anything.
Yeah, yeah. It just kind of, you know.
I mean,
gives,
what,
go ahead.
You're welcome to email me the information. And then
sure.
I'll look at it. And if I decide to pull the stuff together and send it back to you, I will.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. What's a good email, Pete?
PFabbio, F-A-B-B-I-O, 39 at gmail.com.
Okay, so I got PFabbio, 39.
P as in Peter.
P
as in Peter.
Yeah, P as in Peter, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, B as in Ball, B as in Ball, I as in Igloo, and O as in Octopus.
Orange. Yep.
Orange. There you go. 39 at gmail.com. Okay, yeah. I mean, I'll send you something over, just the application and what I would need. And if you want to fill it out, I'll be more than happy to help you out.
I mean, the thing is if it can't be something that's spread out over a longer period of time to keep the payments reasonable,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it. You know,
okay.
$1,000 a month is one thing, but, you know, when you're getting to the point where you're 15, 18, $3,000 a month, that's too steep on a business.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what we would shoot for. So when I am putting your package together and getting ready to submit it, I'm actually only applying for programs that we can get you what closer to what you want, right? So I'm not going to come back, and obviously if it's short, I'm not going to even tell you or, you know, apply for those programs. It's not what you want, so there's no point.
Yeah.
I would obviously gear it towards...
Basically, it's a working capital kind of thing. You know, that's really what it is, you know, because, yeah, it's hard to get for a restaurant to get any, and then with credit that they've kind of beat up with all the stuff that went on over the last few years.
Yeah.
Definitely, working capital is not easy to come by. I've been funding it myself, so...
Yeah.
And I saw your thing in the mail. I'm like, let me see
yeah.
a different program than some of these others. Because literally, I get 2 to 3 calls a day on this stuff now.
Yeah, it's becoming a big thing, you know. Like, we do help out a lot of businesses, but you got to understand, we don't just lend the money to anyone because it is unsecured. We're very choosy who we lend it to, and we really make sure, like, time in business is a huge factor. How long you guys been in business for?
It'll be 2 years in August.
Okay, so you guys are fairly a new business, right?
Yeah.
See, so that's something else that we kind of take into consideration, you know, like how, you know, structured your business is and how long you've guys been there. And then, of course, your sales. Your sales is the primarily the main thing, main factor that we're
yeah.
looking at. So if you have
what's
good...
What's your timing to get, you know, decisions back? Like
I can get you an answer in about 24 or 48 hours, 48 at the most. So we work very quickly, and then if you do decide to go forward, I can probably get you the money within 2-3 days in your bank account.
All right, and like I say, it's the terms are very important in any business.
Of course,
I've been in business for 30 years, so you know any business, it's all about terms. It's all about, you know, not getting something that's choking you just to get the money, and then you're dead, you know, because you get choked off.
Sure.
All your cash flow is going to paying this loan.
Correct.
You know, kind of.
Now, keep in mind, we do, sometimes we'll come back with you with a small program, and it's kind of like an introductory program where it may not be the exact terms that you like, but if you start off with doing one of these with us, we come to a point where if you're halfway through it, we could renew it, get you more money, and get you a better payback rate. Okay, so...
Yeah, but that's a bait-and-switch thing. You know, like I said, for me, the terms would have to be right from the get-go. Whether
yeah.
if the loan amount wasn't 40, oh, we come back, we'll get you 25, but you got 3 years to pay it back and the payments are reasonable, that's what I'm looking for. If they come back and say, we'll give you $5,000, but you got to pay it back over 8 months, and, you know, we're going to kill you for the next 8 months, it's
right.
not worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
I understand. I totally understand.
I mean, if that's what you kind of do with the first go at it, then that's I don't want to waste my time. I really don't. I don't want to waste your time or my time.
Sure. Because respect that. I do respect it. I mean, it's hard for me to say what it would be because I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm not the one that makes the decision. I put the file together. I submit it. I try, you know, I work on it for you and get answers. But I'm not the one that's going to look at all your numbers and say, this is what, let's get Pete and let's make it on this term. I don't make those decisions. So to be, you know, completely upfront with you, it's me just kind of looking at your numbers. I can tell the longest term you guys may get based off like your credit, what you're explaining to me, that I've seen probably between 16 to 24 months will probably be the longest. So if you're looking for 3 years, I highly doubt it just because of your credit. You're saying that it's bad. Okay. Right. So I'm just going off of experience.
24 months, how, you know, then I got to go for a lower amount if I don't want the payments to be outrageous.
Right. Right. And that depends on what you get approved for. So, bottom line, Pete, if I come back and say you're approved for $70,000, you don't have to take the full $70,000, obviously, right? So you can say, yeah. So you could say,
I've been around this stuff long enough. You'll come back and say we can get you $12,000, but we want to pay back over 12 months, and you know that's the thing. And then it gets restrictive. You know, by the time you take your add to it, 12. So let's say now the payback's 15 or whatever the number is.
Right.
Take that over 12 months, you know, you're looking at $1,600 a month or more, you know. And that's the only negative to these things is they crush cash flow.
They do crush your cash flow. The important thing is if you can use the money and if it'll help out your business, right? And if you need it, you know, to get through a slow time and you guys get busier, obviously, I'm assuming maybe towards the holidays, towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
You know, like it's got to be a smart business decision. Like, okay, we're going to pay this much back on top of this. Is it worth it for us? Can we get through it? What's the monthly? Will it help us? Will we take this money? Can we make something off of it? If you can't, then yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do it. You know, if I was a business owner, if it's not going to help me out and it's going to crush me, there's no way. It just doesn't make business sense, right? But if you can take it say, you know, 40, then... But just, it's up to you, Pete. If you want to, I'll send it over your way. If you want to give me a shot and see what I can do, I'll be more than happy. You know what? Take down my direct line in case you want to just call me directly.
Well, put it on the email if you would.
Okay. Yeah, I have all my contact info.
Thank you.
All right, Pete. Appreciate your time.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.